Good morning, Chelveston, Caldergod and Chelston Rise. It's Tuesday the 7th of April and this is Adrian Dale with your daily briefing for the village. Welcome to you all that have joined for the first time. Now, many of you will have heard of Sir Bob Geldof and his band the Boomtown Rats, and one of their biggest hits was I Don't Like Mondays. For me, this has become a theme tune of this emergency. Every Monday, something goes wrong. Now, I get up at 5 a.m. normally, and it takes me around 75 minutes to prepare the morning podcasts and the daily newsletter. My aim is to press the send button at around 6:30, and then off I go on my litter pick. Yesterday morning, I was just leaving the house, and I heard my PC pinging away, going nuts. So I dashed off to the office in my wellies, unfortunately leaving a trail of mud in the process, and I found that their Google had sent me over 80 rejection emails. The great brain of Google decided that I, Adrian Dale, was now a Nigerian warlord, sending scamming emails across the planet. So unfortunately, I'm now permanently blacklisted. It took me the next 2.5 hours to find a way to send small batches of emails to the people on our mailing list using various alternative addresses. So sorry if it's been a bit confusing. But during this time, I actually received 2 messages from people saying, Adrian, are you okay? They hadn't received their message at the normal time and wanted to check I was all right, which is quite gratifying in a way because it shows someone's listening. Now, I don't have a solution yet, but I do have a contingency. If you don't get your message on time, then you can always go to the COVID-19 website for the village. I'll spell it out. COVID-19.chelveston.org.uk. All the podcasts, all the newsletters will appear there first. Fortunately, the day got better very quickly. Several more households responded to my letter job, and this time they all had thanks for the fact that the village cared and was taking the trouble to get in touch. Only 26 houses are now missing. I also received several messages during the day that the government food parcels were being delivered to vulnerable households. Those are the ones that are registered at the beginning of the emergency. This is fantastic news. It shows the system is now kicking into action. But it was heartening that 2 of the households said, well, to be honest, Adrian, we don't actually need these food parcels now because we've managed to get an online shopping delivery. So they asked if I would be prepared to redistribute them around the village. And I was delighted to do so, and I managed to redirect these parcels. One lady thought her Christmases had all come true together. Because on Friday she was desperate, on Saturday we made contact, on Sunday I delivered flowers from Elaine, on Monday a box of food was delivered, and today Candy is going to do a top-up shop for her. That's just fantastic, and it's the true spirit of this village. Our plans are working, and anyone who needs help will get it. Another of our affected families came out of isolation yesterday. They're now free of symptoms, but still very tired from the effects of the virus. It was good to see them out walking the dogs, but of course they were self-isolating. Unfortunately, an 8th case was reported from one of our missing households. They're now connected into the group, and of course we will support them. In the national news, the daily figures were released later than usual yesterday, which is often a prelude to bad news. However, they showed a significant improvement for the 2nd day in a row. This is still too early to tell if this is a trend, but we can certainly hope. However, at 7 p.m. last night came the shocking news that the Prime Minister has been moved to an intensive care unit as a precaution. There's no fresh information this morning, having checked the news feeds, so we can only hope that his condition hasn't worsened overnight even further. If Boris can catch this virus and fall seriously ill, anyone can. And I do hope this is a wake-up call for the people still ignoring the rules. The important thing in this village is that we do our best to stay away from each other. That way, any infection can be isolated. If you fall victim, please let us know and we will support you. Thank you.